Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. After weeks without a paycheck, hundreds of federal employees are getting their groceries from the Houston Food Bank. Democratic Congressman Al Green was there helping pack those groceries.
The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player.
Looks like we have the wrong audio. We'll load that as soon as we can. As many as 500 government workers came to that food drive on Wednesday. The food bank is planning to hold other drives for SNAP recipients. A proposed law in Houston that would ramp up inspections and fines of allegedly problematic apartment complexes is facing criticism from both sides. The Houston Apartment Association says the process to identify problem buildings based on 311 complaints and health and safety citations is flawed. Meanwhile, tenant advocates say it doesn't go far enough because the program would only have a capacity for five properties at a time. Julia Orduña with advocacy group Texas Housers told the city council Wednesday to go back to an earlier version that did not include a cap on the program.
This is not a good faith effort to tenants across the city to hold five properties up to a microscope while letting thousands of landlords continue to abuse their renters. This is not acceptable.
Council member Letitia Plummer, who authored the ordinance, tagged the item delaying it by 1 week. Taking a look at sports, the Rockets have the night off. They'll welcome in the Boston Celtics for a 7 p.m. tip-off on Friday. And in the World Series, Toronto takes a 3-2 lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers on the weight of last night's 6-1 victory. It'll be sunny, 71 today, with breezy winds up to 10 miles an hour. Clear tonight with a low around 51. Right now, mostly clear, 58 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian. News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from